Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The pitch. Popped up into short center field off a broken bat. Racing in hard is Carter. He dives and he's got it. Evan Carter saves a run. Nathan Eovaldi applauds his center fielder. And the Rangers get off the field unscored upon in the bottom of the first.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where the Rangers end the first half of the regular season. And this is what I'm going to stick with. Pretty much like they played the rest of the first half. So
we mean the rest of the first half.
Okay. So I want to take a look at like this clump of last 10 games. Obviously, I'm going to selectively edit this to make it fit my scenario, but the last two games, Rangers 1-1, last 8 games 4-4, last 10 games 5-5. So you see a pattern here, but take a look at what happened inside these 10 games. Well, first of all, you defeated Houston for the series win.
It was a big deal.
I know. That was a big deal, especially to Broadus. Do you think it was the biggest deal to Broadus?
So on Friday, as we were leaving, Alec, I heard Broadus, they're doing their show, and he was just like, I just don't want to get swept. And he said that like 3 or 4 times, and I was like, man, the more he says that, the more I feel the same. Like, the more I'm just like, crap, right. Broadus, you're right, man. And then after they won the first one, I was like, and so I tweeted at him and I said, Broadus, we're not getting swept.
So think about what prevented the Rangers from getting the sweep, though. And that's where, because you were asking yesterday about, like, has this team showed enough to show that you need to go for it or buy? To me, absolutely not. However, the good news is you still got a couple of weeks on the other side.
I think there is one thing that they may have shown. They're good enough to stand pat.
Agreed.
To not sell.
I agree with
like,
that.
Like, you may have convinced Chris Young by beating Houston.
Right.
Hey, if Houston's the best team on our division, and we just own them in their park, could have swept them, what is it that, can we go with this team? And I think, was it Morosi that was on this morning?
Yes.
If you have Eovaldi and DeGrom, you're not trying to sell for when you have a duo like that at the front part of your rotation.
Absolutely. So, and from the 940, can we talk about why we shouldn't trade Adolis? Because he absolutely owns.
It is glorious.
The Astros. You are right about that. And we did talk a lot about the prospects of trading Adolis last week. But if you want a stat, here we go. Did you know that Adolis Garcia has 20 home runs against the Astros since 2021? That is the most of any player in that span. So not only does Adolis own the Astros, nobody owns the Astros from a power perspective more than one Adolis Garcia. Positive. Next positive. Nathan Eovaldi. He had 8 strikeouts yesterday. But you know what is most impressive about that? He didn't get a single strikeout until after the 3rd inning.
Really?
So think about that. So he almost goes through the 8th. I think it was 2 outs in the 8th. So he goes from the 4th to the 8th and strikes out 8 people. which is unfreaking believable. And look, you've seen him build since he's come back. Consider this another positive. Nathan Eovaldi has allowed, this is crazy, 1 or 0 runs in 10 of his last 11 starts.
Kevin, I think it was the Cincinnati game early in the season where you had asked Bochy, you were like, hey, do you kind of need Eovaldi to save the bullpen a little bit tonight or whatever it was? And he was like, yeah, like it would be really nice. And he goes out there and I think he could pitch to complete game shutout or one run or something. And yesterday was the same thing. You needed him to save the bullpen, and he did it again.
You are absolutely right about that. So not only do you get the win, does he lead the way in the win, it does put some ease up on the bullpen that maybe you didn't have available yesterday. And I know the thought might be, well, you're not playing today. What difference does it make? It makes a difference. It
made a difference for that game.
Yes, and because Boach is like, these people are not available. But yeah, so Eovaldi, 10 of his last 11 starts, including the May 27th appearance, although that is when he left the game after 2 innings, he's given up 0 runs or 1 run. The only one that doesn't fit into that scenario was his first game back. And if you remember, his first game back on June 27th, he didn't go on a rehab assignment, which is usually par for the course. But if Nathan Eovaldi says, I don't need any damn rehab, I feel like you're like, okay.
He did that the World Series year.
Yeah, exactly. And so that one, he gave up 3 runs in 3 innings against the Mariners. So if you even think about that in your head as a rehab start, that means, and you take out the other one where he left the game early, 9 of his last 9 full-blown starts, he's given up 0 runs or 1 run.
Mm-hmm.
Un-freaking believable. 1.58 ERA, 0.85 whip, both of which are freaking incredible.
And if you just watch his tempo on the mound, Murph said something yesterday that I thought was interesting. You'll see Eovaldi whenever he pulls a fastball or the pitch isn't quite where he expected it to be. He'll turn around and kind of and stare off into center field. And there was that stretch, Kevin, I think between the 4th and 8th where he didn't do that at all. Like watch his mannerisms on the mound. He works efficiently. He's intense with everything he does. The one pitch that he threw that went to the backstop. Did you see that one?
Yeah.
He was even smiling about it afterwards. But like there was just a lot of efficiency in his game. And I think what I love about it, because his splitter was working yesterday too, is Houston walks away from that going, this dude owns us.
He does.
How do we defeat this guy?
Ooh.
And you're just as a team and as a hitter, you're just kind of lost and stumped, and you don't look forward to playing him again.
You know, this question comes up and I have a theory, but even I don't agree with this theory.
Okay.
You know, which is not a great sign. We're like, here's what it could be, but even I don't agree with that. How come Nathan Eovaldi isn't an all-star? I will tell you this. I think at the time they picked the all-stars, the thought was that like maybe he had just come back, but maybe he wouldn't be back to where he was. But even with the time that he missed, he's still 16th in the American League in wins, which is not, that's not bad whatsoever. We'll get to the Mizorowski thing later. But he has an ERA that is 0.65 better than the best 2 in the American League. Now, the caveat that comes along with that is he does not have enough innings yet to qualify.
Okay.
And so that's the issue. But Garrett Crochet and Tarek Skubal both have a 2.23 ERA. Nathan Eovaldi has a 1.58
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, then let's take a look at whips. Tarek Skubal, again, unbelievable season, by far the favorite to win Cy Young. You know what his whip is? 0.83. Nathan Eovaldi is 0.85. My point being, if he just would have had, I don't know, two more starts, I really think this would have been a no-brainer. I think that's why he's not on the team. I was surprised when DeGrom dropped out that, like, the natural progression wasn't, or once we said he wasn't going to pitch, the progression was not to put Eovaldi in there.
I think you and I both agree. We're fine with him not being in it, not having to throw anymore. Like, just like we are with DeGrom, saying, I apologize, guys. I have a regimen that I have to stick to. I'm fine that he's not. But when he struck out somebody yesterday, and Dave Raymond goes, how's this guy not an all-star? And I was just like,
I get it.
Damn right, Dave Raymond. And that's because he's our leader.
Yeah.
And that's, you feel like your leader, you know, you're Dak Prescott. He should be on the team that's, that represents the all-stars, if you will, pro bowler, if you will.
We don't do that game anymore.
He's our leader.
Yeah.
He's the guy that we expect when he steps on the mound. All of us take on that personality of Bulldogs today. And that's who he is, and that's why we want that guy there. And he does have, he represents what all of Major League Baseball would say is an all-star pitcher.
Yes. And like I said, that's the best theory I could come up with. And even I don't believe that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Let him get his groove, let him rest up. And here's the better thing if you're thinking about it. Wouldn't that theoretically line up DeGrom and Evo to go out Friday and Saturday against the Tigers?
Yes.
You know, like, so
let's get that second half kicked off.
Exactly. So if you want a positive for that, there's that. All right. But with the Rangers, nothing is ever as simple as this, right? Nothing is ever as simple as everything is good. Stay the course, buddy. Let's take a look at why they didn't sweep. And that's the frustrating part, is you had a really good chance at sweeping. And I don't just mean like you could have swept so you could have gotten a game closer to the Astros necessarily, as much as we talk about, you know, staying in the wild card mix. Take a look at what happened, let's say, in Sunday's game. Josh Smith struck out to start the game.
Okay.
Going back to when Corey Seager walked in the eighth inning on Friday, did you know that the Rangers had gone 21 straight strikeouts without a walk?
I did not know that.
So their offense, they had 20. I mean, it wasn't obviously back to back to back to back. But I'm saying since they got a walk on Friday night, and they eventually got two walks on Sunday. In between, they had 21 straight strikeouts before they had a walk. So issue. But let's take a look at Saturday's game.
Okay.
And that's why I say the last 10 games are very emblematic of what this entire season has been. How did they do? They went 5-5. Oh, did they get run in their losses? Not really. They lost one game by one run. They lost two more in extra innings. They lost that other one against the Angels. I think it was in the bottom of the eighth, essentially, where that game was decided. But Saturday, they lose in extra innings against the Astros. Do you know what their runner in scoring position was for the game? Their average or their, you know, whatever.
Left on. Four?
So I'm looking for the batting.
Okay.
So they went 2-17.
Oh, wow.
2-17. Now, if your
bad.
If your argument is it's going to be inflated because of extra innings, all right, I get that. Before you got to that scenario, you were 2-11. And consider this.
Bad.
It is. It's terrible.
And when they're bad, that's when they're at their worst.
You are so right about that. And consider this. It made sense to me. Consider this. When they tied the game, that was in a runner in scoring position scenario, which means they were 1-10. So in a game that goes to extra innings, you were 1-10 with runners in scoring position. You get that hit. Now you're 2-11. And guess what? You get six more at bats and nothing from there. And so 2-17 with runners in scoring position in the game that you lost. Or I guess, 2-17 with runners in scoring position. And so that's one of the reasons that you weren't able to sweep. And I just wanted to bring up two of the major issues that we have had for this team all season long is the strikeouts to go along with the plate discipline and then runners in scoring position. And you saw both of those things haunt you in this game.
Feels like, and yes, runners in scoring position has been the big problem because we were looking at some splits over the months, or I was this morning and throwing them at you.
Yes.
And home runs, you're just like, it feels like we're hitting more home runs.
Sure.
But it's because they're just hitting better. They're hitting better with runners in scoring position.
True.
For Saturday, and a couple games here and there.
Yesterday was better.
When they're putting them on, you're like, oh, there's a lot of singles and doubles. They're driving balls into gaps. It's not that they're just sitting there going, all right, we're hitting two-run home runs every time we get an opportunity for this. That being said, though, seeing Adolis' bomb the way that he hit that one out, and Marcus Semien's home run, too. I know it didn't like really matter in the grand scheme of things, but Marcus Semien hitting a home run against Houston puts an exclamation point on it for me. And I know some dude got mad at Jared saying there's no professionalism from Jared because of how much he hates the Astros. I hate the Astros too, so don't call me unprofessional as well.
Oh,
but when Marcus Semien hits a home run against Houston in Houston, it's like I just put my foot on home plate. And guess what? Remember the last time I did that to y'all?
Yeah.
I just stomped on you.
Look, Corey's right. I think we're going to have more in-depth research about the obvious improvement of the Rangers offense since the start of June. And that includes runners in scoring position. It includes a whole lot of other things. By the way, somebody asked, how is Josh Jung doing in the minors? So I'll give you the numbers, but I think this is the proper breakdown. So he is
not lighting it up.
No, definitely not.
He's
so
in a bad place.
Seven games, seven hits. He's 7 for 28 with a .250 batting average. The issue is not really showing any power at that level, and that is what's led to his OPS, which is .621. It's tough because that's just seven games, and you can turn that around really quickly, but you would hope you'd go down to the minors, and in seven games, you'd be like, holy crap, he's hitting .315, and his OPS is .950 or whatever, and you're like, bring him back.
It is, I mean, more than anything, that tells me what Boach was telling us is true. Look at the guys that are hitting great right now for the Rangers, and their timing looks like they've got it.
Yeah.
Josh Jung's timing was off.
Agreed. So that's kind of, we get to the All-Star break kind of sort of where I think a lot of us have felt for most of the run is like, Corey's right. I don't want to see this team sell either because I see the inherent benefits of staying in the race, especially if you make the playoffs with that 1-2 terrifying starting pitching group. But at the same point, like, what have you seen that's led you to believe that this team's about to go on an 8-game tear and stay above 500 for the rest of the regular season and make a true push at it?
I'll see it when I believe it, as Patrick Mahomes once said.
Look, you win that many Super Bowls, you can say stuff.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.